A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, lead pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Sam on the UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. We're considering our discussion and prayers this morning, certain keys that God will use to open a new chapter in a man's life. With few keys I want to mention out of many that God could choose to use. Number one is the key of divine remembrance. Do not forget, Joseph was in a particular season, a particular chapter of his life, chapter of pain and of sorrow, of imprisonment. The Bible says his feet were hurt in fetters. He was kept in prison for an offense he did not commit. It was a chapter that lasted for about 13 years, a chapter of slavery, hatred, slavery, imprisonment, and eventually he was divinely remembered. In Genesis chapter number 41, in verse number 9, the Bible says, "Then the chief butler spoke to Pharaoh, saying, 'I remember my faults today.'" Here, the butler remembered Joseph. God was about to open a new chapter for Joseph, and Joseph must need be remembered. If this chapter must be opened, he needed divine remembrance. And so God remembered Joseph. And because God remembered him, the butler had no choice but to remember Joseph also. And so the butler said, "I remember my fault today." He considered forgetting Joseph as a fault of his. He was at fault. He was wrong for forgetting Joseph. This morning, I am praying that everyone who should remember but who has forgotten you will be compelled by the hand of God. Such a man or woman will see it as a sin, as his fault, and will remember you. Because God has chosen to remember you, men also will remember and help you in the precious name of Jesus. God remembered Joseph. So the butler also remembered him. So divine remembrance is one major key that God would use to open a new chapter in a man's life. What about Anna? In 1 Samuel chapter number 1, verse number 19, after many years of praying for a child, after many years of weeping, of attending the convention at Shiloh, this particular year, Anna cried to God. Anna prayed. Anna made the vow. The priest over Shiloh spoke a word into her life that the Lord will grant it according to your petitions. And the Bible says in verse number 19 of 1 Samuel chapter 1, "Then they rose early in the morning and worshipped before the Lord and returned and came to their house at Ramah. And Elkanah knew Anna his wife, and the Lord remembered her." That was what made all the difference. The Lord remembered her. The remembrance of God is a major key that opens a new chapter in a man's life. The man for whom a new chapter must be opened must be remembered. And there are people who must remember you for you to make progress in your life and in your destiny. What am I saying? That God must remember you. And when God remembers you, he makes men also to remember you. God must remember your prayers, and he remember your offering, your sacrifices, and then he touches the heart of men. Don't forget, the heart of kings are in the hands of God, and like the rivers of water, he turneth it whithersoever he wills. And so God will turn the heart of men towards you, to favor you, to help you, to remember you. And that's exactly what God will make happen in your life and in your destiny. And so number one key that God will use is to remember that man. You will be divinely remembered in the name of Jesus. Number two key is the key of intervention, divine intervention. God will intervene in the matter of a man, the affair of a man, in order to open a new chapter for him. Do not forget Job. The enemy brought him down after he had falsely accused Job to God and touched everything that belonged to Job, including his health. But Job held on to his integrity. He did not deny God. He did not curse God, just like his wife suggested. And in chapter 42 of the book of Job, in in verse number 10, the Bible says, and the Lord restored Job's losses when he prayed for his friends. God intervened in his situation. God stepped into the matter and brought about a change. In Exodus chapter number 3, reading from verse number 7, God told Moses, I have seen the affliction of my people, I've heard their cry, and I am come down. God intervened in that 430-year-old chapter of slavery in Egypt. God brought it to an end by his intervention. God said, I am come down. He descended into the arena. He intervened in the matter. Divine intervention. And this opened a new chapter for the children of Israel. Deliverance came and they were released. A new chapter opened in their lives. It was a chapter of joy and celebration, a chapter of deliverance, a chapter of favor. And of course, they embarked on their journey to the promised land. God intervened, divine intervention. Somebody is listening to me this morning. What your destiny requires is the intervention of heaven over your matter, over your situation. And I make bold tell you, because that is the character of God. When a man is down to nothing, God shows up on his behalf. When you are laughed to scorn, then God shows up to let you know that baby is not dead. He's only sleeping. And he will say to that baby, Talita Kumi, little girl, I say to you, arise. And to the surprise, the amazement of everybody, that child that died, that baby that died, is coming back to life again. That business that died is coming back again. It's rising again because of the intervention of heaven over your matter. Heaven is intervening in your matter, in your situation, and there will be a total transformation. Number 3, divine visitation. In Genesis chapter 21, verses 1 and 2, the Bible says, the Lord visited Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did for Sarah as he had spoken. For Sarah conceived and bore Abraham a son in his old age at the set time of which God had spoken to him. Divine visitation. The Lord will visit you this week, this month. There will be the visitation of God upon your life and upon your destiny. The visitation of God usually leaves an indelible mark in the life of a man. God will visit you and it will bring about a change into your situation. So the visitation of God opens a new chapter in the life of a man. Key number 4 is divine restoration. In Psalm 126, beginning from verse 1, the Bible says, when the Lord brought back the captivity of Zion, we were like those who dream. Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. God opened a new chapter by restoration. I do not know what you have lost or what the enemy has stolen from you. God is restoring those things in the name of Jesus. For those who have lost years, God will restore to you the years that have been lost, the year that the locust, the cankerworm have eaten. God will restore them to you. You have lost a possession, there shall be restoration. Have you lost an opportunity? There shall be restoration. Restoration opens a new chapter in a man's life and in a man's destiny. And that is what God is set to do. He is set to restore you. There was restoration for Job. God restored what he had lost. He restored all to him. There will be restoration of whatever you have lost. God will restore them to you. And God will restore you to that enviable height, that enviable position. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and say, Father, remember me and let me be remembered. Remember me, oh God. Lift your voice and pray this morning. There's divine remembrance for someone who can pray. Father, remember me and let me be remembered. Let men remember me. Compel men, touch their heart to remember me. Turn their hearts towards me for remembrance in the name of Jesus. My Father, remember me and let me be remembered. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, I'd like you to pray and ask for divine intervention. Say, Father, step into this situation and bring about a turnaround. Come around for me and let there be a turnaround in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and pray. Father, when you come around, a turnaround is inevitable. Come around for me, oh God. Intervene in this situation, oh God. Intervene in the matter of my spouse. Intervene in the matter of my children. Intervene in my business. I ask for your intervention. Lord, The forces that are against me are stronger than me. Intervene, O God, and manifest your power in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Eternal Father, in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to ask for the visitation of God. Visit me, O God. Visit me with the miracle of my desire. You visited Sarah and you gave her a miracle of her desire. Visit me also in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I'd like you to pray, Father, let there be restoration. Let everything I have lost in life, in destiny, be restored to me. Let me be restored to my position, to the grace I have lost, to the unction I have lost, to the money I have lost, the opportunities I have lost. Let them be restored to me. Let there be restoration. Turn again my captivity. Give me a miracle like a dream in the name of Jesus. I ask, O God, for divine restoration. Restore me and let your name be glorified. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. I pray that the God who remembered Joseph will remember you. The God who remembered Anna will remember you. And the God who visited Sarah, I pray, will visit you also and give you the miracle of your desire. I pray for divine intervention. The God of heaven will step into your matter. He will intervene in that situation. He delivered Israel from the bondage of Egypt by his intervention. By the intervention of the Almighty, you will be delivered from the grip of the enemy and from every hold of the enemy, from the forces and the powers that are stronger than you. You will be divinely delivered as the Lord intervenes in that matter. I pray for restoration. The God who restored Job will restore you. The God who turned again the captivity of Zion will turn again your captivity, and he will give you a miracle like a dream to the praise of the glory of his name. In Jesus' precious name, amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join us later today at noon for our prayer meeting, the Moriah Prayer Convocation. It's a lunch hour prayer meeting, and the Lord bless you as you come. 12 noon at the Light Cathedral. You may wish to join that meeting on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Don't forget, 10 days at Shiloh 2023. The triumph of mercy is around the corner. Join us from the 25th of August to the 3rd of September. And the Lord bless you as you attend. For your question, your comment, your counseling need or testimonies, get in touch with me through this number, 080-2323-2474. Forward this message and share the link with your contact. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulaju, wishing you a very glorious day, and the Lord bless you.